you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you for being here. And thank you to Greg Jarrett, Kristen B. Tate, John Katsimatidis, Shelley Goldberg, everybody that's joined us in the last little while. And if you missed any part of it, go get the podcast, SoundCloud.com or iTunes. Look for Kevin McCullough Radio. And thank you for you pushed us past several milestones this year, but we've already surpassed the amount of downloads for the entire year of last year. Just in the first 10 months of this year. So thank you for continuing to tell your friends and continuing to follow us. And for those of you that are listening all over the world, we have, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people listening in London and Canada, in Israel, in the South Pacific, on the African continent. It's amazing to me how far these podcasts go, but just really grateful for each one, and that you find the information helpful and that you're telling your friends. It's the Kevin McCullough Radio Podcast Universe. You can find it on SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio or on iTunes. You can just search Kevin McCullough Radio and you'll find it there as well. All right. So last night, I just couldn't handle it anymore. Kamala and Warren, watch.
When I called on Twitter to suspend Donald Trump's account, that you did not agree, and I would urge you to join me, because here we have Donald Trump.
This is a real debate, by the way.
Who has 65 million Twitter followers.
65 million.
And is using that platform as the president of the United States to openly intimidate witnesses, to threaten witnesses, obstruct justice.
Where? When?
And he and his account should be taken down.
Oh, because you said so?
We saw in El Paso.
Because
that
Kamala
shooter
said so.
In his manifesto was informed by how Donald Trump uses that platform. And this is a matter of corporate responsibility. Twitter should be held accountable and shut down that site. It is a matter of safety and corporate accountability.
Thank you. Senator Warren, you can respond.
So, look, I don't just want to push Donald Trump off Twitter. I want to push him out of the White House. That's our job.
Let's figure out why it is that we have.
Here's the thing. She, in one soundbite, linked him to terrorism, declared herself ruler and righteous lord over all things that Twitter should or should not approve to go on, and acts like she's some sort of tyrant. Imagine if that woman became president, which she never will, because Kamala Harris doesn't know really what's up from down. Sadly, Elizabeth Warren knows barely a bit more, but that's about it. Friends, the president is in no danger. Last night was affirmation. Impeachment's nearly done. They're nearly done. Now let's go get something done. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.